bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the third chapter of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. By tomorrow, the Christmas carols will no longer be playing on the radio. I, for one, will be sorry to see them go, with the possible exception of one song which I have never learned to appreciate, The 12 Days of Christmas. Yes, I've heard of the religious background behind the many verses, but the tune seems to go on and on and on and on. I get tired of hearing about 5 partridges leaping, 16 lords a-milking, 5 swans a-fishing, and all the other things which my true love is supposed to have given to me. Thankfully, Pam is more practical in her gift-giving. Thankfully, she has not become so practical as to give me a tooth cleaning at the dentist. That's right, a tooth cleaning. Earlier this month, that is what Newsweek magazine said, some people were putting in the stockings of their true loves. The article said people were giving their true loves the gift of health. Other healthy-type gift suggestions were a paid doctor's visit, organic fruits and vegetables, yoga classes, and a bathroom scale. In truth, I am thankful that my true love hasn't given me any of those things. Still, that doesn't mean I'm against all gifts of health. For example, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." So that I might be spiritually healthy and whole, forgiven and free, God sent his Son. Here, the baby of Bethlehem, the Christ of the cross, the Savior of the empty tomb, dedicated his entire life so I might be able to live forever. From his first breath until his victory cry upon the cross, Jesus did all which was necessary to cure me of sin's disease. That's why I think a rewrite of that song might be in order. How about, "On every day of Christmas my true love gave to me his own life to set my soul free." The song wouldn't have many verses, but when it's sung that way, it doesn't need them. The first verse says it all. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you lived, died, and rose so I might have spiritual health. May I always sing glory in the highest for your great gift. In your name, amen.